be'orin tziv. This pasuk is talking about the orin. So Rashi, shu masa b'nei kos, v'yal shem shu mekudosh, mishar ha-masoy is kori migdosh. What they carry, the orin, that's why it's called the migdosh. But not that the Beis HaMikdash is included in the Mishkan. No, the pasuk is not talking about the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk means the Oren, which is more Mekudish. So the Gemara Elo Mihocha from this pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yosu li Mikdash v'shochanti b'soichem. Make me a Mikdash and I'll live between you. And this is going on the Mikdash. And this is going on the Mishkan. So we see the Mishkan is also called the Loshen Mikdash. So the Kitzah, we have Psukim that Zayim Mishkan is Ikrei Mikdash. And Zayin the Mikdash is Ikrei Mishkan. Yeah. So far, we're coming out the way Rav learns the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbonin, that what's called the Pesach, the Torah calls Pesach Oyu Mayu the Pesach. The question is, does the Pesach mean only the Heichel? Like the Rabbonin, that it's only 20 Amos high and 10 Amos, 20 Amos high and 10 Amos wide, or else Pesach Oyu Mayu even goes on the Ulam, which was 40 Amos high and 20 Amos wide. For the Gemara now, bein the Rabbonin, or bein the Rabbi Yehuda, lilful mi Pesach Shar HaChotzer. And we're asking the Kasha now. Let's learn out from the Shar HaChotzer, the Chotzer that went around the Mishkan. We'll soon see the opening there. The Churu was 20 yamis wide, and still the Pasuk calls it a Pesach. So let's learn out from the Shar HaChotzer that a Pesach goes even on 20 yamis wide. Let's see Rashi. Lilfi mi Pesach Shar HaChotzer, a Reichet Poruch. The Moran now, the Chur is asking the Kasha on the Reichet. The Tanan, it says now, Mishnah, the Tanan, the Masdisin, the Aroch of Meyeser Amis Yemayit. If you have the opening, the width of the opening is more than 10 Amis, the Mishnah says it's possible, and Yemayit, you have to make it smaller. So the question is, O Ashbechon Pesach Chotzer, Devi Esrim a Reichet, we find by the Pesach to the Chotzer, which was 20 Amis wide, V'yikre Pesach, and still the Torah calls it a Pesach. So we say a Pesach goes even if it's 20 Amos wide. So why does our Mishnah say, according to the Rabbonin, that if it's more than 10 Amos wide, it's possible? The Yechziv, it's possible, it says in Osom, V'yeskale ha-chotzer, V'yes mosach Pesach shar ha-chotzer. Says the Loshen, Pesach shar ha-chotzer. B'pashis Noso, Yechziv, Zatrashi Avol ha-goyva, either height, or the mifso begvoya yoysim hei Amos, like we'll soon see, the Gemara says, how high was the curtains of the Chotzer? Was the Chotzer, the curtains around the Kali Chotzer, was only 5 Amos high. So let's say that a Pesach can't be more than 5 Amos high. And the Esakash, the Mishnah says it could be 20 Amos high. So that's the Teretz is anything from the Chotzer, you don't see that. But our Koponah from the Heichel, we see that a Pesach is, even if it's 20 Amos high. So the kasher now is upon the width. Why do we say we learn out from the Heichel? The width can't be more than 10 Amos. True, in the Heichel it wasn't more than 10 Amos, but learn out from the Pesach Shar HaChotzer, which was 20 Amos wide, and still the Torah calls it a Pesach. So if it's called a Pesach, it should be Hutter with a Lechia with a Kaira. Now where's the Pesukim Zati Gemara Dechsiv? The Pesach says by the Chotzer, Oirech HaChotzer Meya Biyama. The Chotzer was 100 Amos long. Verochov chamishim vechamishim was 50 yamis wide. Vekoymeh chomesh amis. How high was the curtains around the chotzer? Was 5 amis high. Uksiv, the pasuk says, vechamesh esrei amom kloyim laketef. There was 15 amis of the curtains of the chotzer on one side of the entrance. Uksiv ulakosev hashenis mizeh umizeh l'shar hachotzer kloyim chamesh esrei ama. That on both sides of the entrance to the chotzer there were 15 amis of curtains to make a mechitza. So there was 15 amis on one side and 15 amis on the second side. This is the mizrach side, the opening, the way you come in to the chotzer. So we say now the width of the chotzer was 50 amis wide. Now you have 15 on one side and 15 on the other side. That's 30 amis closed, like you have a mechitza there. So how much was open for the opening to come in? 20 amis. So b'zoi malahalin chomish b'roichiv esrim, just like the Pesach of the chotzer, which was 5 amis high. From that's on the gate to us. But our koponim was 20. It was 20 amis wide. Is afkan who had in any place in the movi any halacha of a Pesach chomish b'roichiv esrim, even though it's 20 amis wide. still it should be called a Pesach. So why does our Mishnah say if it's wider than 10 Amos, it's Yemayit? No, even 20 Amos should be kosher, because the Pasuk says Pesach Shar HaChatzer. And for the Gemara, Pesach Shar HaChatzer Ikri. True, it's called a Pesach, but it's a special Pesach. It says Pesach Shar HaChatzer Ikri. That's what it's called. Of a Pesach Stoma Lo Yikri. It's not called the Stam Pesach. You can't learn out from the entrance to the Chotzer that all over a Pesach is even though it's 20 Amos wide. Because here the Pasuk says Pesach Shar HaChotzer. So here it's a little bit shver. So Pasuk before also said V'shachat Oysoi Pesach Oyomoyed. Torah didn't just say Losh and Pesach. It said Pesach Oyomoyed. So what's the difference between Pesach Oyomoyed and Pesach Shar HaChotzer? So actually you could say that here really the word Shar is extra. That could have just said Pesach HaChotzer, or else just Shar HaChotzer. Why does it have to say Pesach Shar HaChotzer? It's like saying a double word. So here it means, Dafka, this Shar was called the Pesach, but all over the entrance so wide of 20 Yamas is not called the Pesach. Mashenken before, by Bishachot to Oysoi Pesach Oyomoyed, that's the way the Torah calls the Pesach, the opening to the Oyomoyed. So it's good why over there we learn out that what's called the Pesach, it has to be not more than 20 Yamas wide and not more than 20 Yamas high. This is one teretz in the Gemara. The boy is saying another teretz sent for the Gemara. No, that I'll tell you, Pesach Shara Chotzer is called a Pesach, and really we can learn out from here what's called a Pesach. But I'll tell you, maybe the opening, how wide was the entrance into the Chotzer? I'll tell you, maybe it wasn't 20 Yamas wide, and we don't know how wide it is. The Pesach is not talking about the width of the entrance. No, kik siv kloyim chamesh esra yama lakosif. When does the Pasuk say that on each side of the entrance it was 15 amis? It doesn't mean the width of the entrance. No, Taya means begoiva hu de siv. It's talking about the height. How tall was the kali hachotzer? Was the curtains of the chotzer by the entrance? How high up did the curtains go? I'll tell you, it went 15 amas high. That's Pshan the Psukim. It's exactly, the width of the entrance was 50 amas. It was 50 amas wide, the chotzer. Now, how much of these 50 amas were covered up with mechitzes, with the curtains? I'll tell you, we don't know. Maybe it was 20 amas on one side and 20 amas on the other side, so you only had an opening of 10 amas wide. That's all. Either Pasuk says 15 only, it means the height. How tall was the kloyim, was the curtains by the entrance? It was 15 amas high. For the Gemara, either Pasuk says no, the height of the curtains of the kloyim was only 5 amas. So how could you say the height of the curtains were 15 amas? Since for the Gemara, there are two girsas. Now, how are you supposed to be girsas in the Gemara? We'll soon see Rashi. Our first girsa that we have in the Gemara is how who Misvas Mizbeach Ulamala. It means from the top of the Mizbeach and higher. That's the girsa that we have. It's, according to this girsa, Rashi says the pshat is really the curtains all around the chotzer were 15 amas high. All around the chotzer. Why does the pasuk say it was 5 amas high? It means it was 5 amas higher than the height of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was 10 amas high, and the kloyim, now the curtains around the chotzer, were 5 amas higher than the mizbeach. Altogether, it means 15 amas. So that's why we're blibe now, that the curtains were 15 amas all around, that was the height. Now, on the mizrach side, the entrance to the chotzer, how wide was the entrance? We don't know. The Pasuk is not talking about how wide the entrance is. It could be very, very well that the entrance is only 10 amas wide. It says 15 or 15 in each side. It means that's how tall the kloyim were. But about the width, the Pasuk is not talking about, so therefore we have no kasha on the Rabbonin in our Mishnah. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Begoyva hu dechsif. Rashi shegvoya ha-kloyim ha-mizrochis. He's by the entrance of the chotzer on Mizrach Zayit, mizel mizel le-pesach, tesvav amor, yoise misha kloya chotzer. Now this pshat in Rashi, it's a different use in our Gemara, but this pshat is that by the entrance, the curtains were 15 amas higher than the rest of the height of the curtains. So this pshat, really, the curtains all around the chotzer was only 5 amas high. But by the entrance, by the mizrach side of the chotzer, the curtains were 15 amas higher than the length of the curtains. So together the entrance were 20 amas high. That's how high the curtains were at this pshat. So Rashi, Yehu Chamesh Amis, I the post the Moriat Kasha, I it says 5 amas. This Gersa, Rashi had the Gersa, Misfas Kaloyi Mulamata. Rashi Lamata Me Oison Tesvov, She Noidfu Mizel Mizer. By the entrance, it's true, there was an extra 15 amas height of curtains, which was above the original 5 amas of the rest of the curtains. So Mela, Heavy Oid Hei Gova Goiva, Shove Lishar HaKloyim, Valeya Misoiso Tezvov Begoivam, Ebeiz Every Apesach, Ve'avi Luchof. On each side of the entrance, on the Mizrach side, the curtains were 20 amas high. So the Pasuk says 15. Another place, the Pasuk says it was 5. It's no kasha. All around the Chotzer, the length was 5 amas high. Only by the Pesach, by the entrance of the Mizrach side, there was an extra 15 amas high, which were together with 20 amas high on each side of the entrance to the Mizrach. Now, exactly how wide was the entrance? The Pasuk doesn't say. This is one pshat. Lishnachmina Rashi says, the goiva who dechsev, the goiva kol kalai hachotzer, sovif tesvavama. This is like our gears in the Gemara. That really the kloyim, the curtains all around the chotzer were 15 amas high. And who adin on Mizrach, it was also only 15 amas high. Avol reichev ha-pesach le-lamad mushir. But how wide was the entrance of the pesach? The Torah does talk about that. Now, lahach gish and quantity, lahach lishna gasinu b'maskona, hu misfas mizbeach lamala, sha mizbeach goiva eser, that the mizbeach was 10 amas high, va kloyim gevoyis bimenu chomish. I, the Pasuk says the kloyim were only 5 amas high, that means it was 5 amas higher than the mizbeach. Devilu tezvov, so together it was 15. Why? Kadesh loy he koin oimed olov yavoyde biyodoy, v'cholom roin oisoy mi bachutz. The reason why the kloyim were 5 amas higher than the mizbeach, so when the Kohen was doing the Avodah on the Mizbeach, the people outside should not see him. So Rashi says, Ushtayim Shemati is Pupshot in the Zuikr. Rashi likes the second Pshat Ikr. That what the Kitzer, the curtains all around the Chotzer were taka 15 Amos high. I, one Pasuk says only 5 Amos. That means it was 5 Amos taller than the Mizbeach. And the Pshat now Gemara is about the entrance, the Mizrach Zayt. When the Pasuk says it was 15 amas on one side, 15 amas on the other side, it's not talking about the width of the entrance, it's talking about the height of the entrance. But how wide was the entrance? We don't know. Therefore, there's no kasha on the Rabbanim that they learn out from the Heichel that only 10 amas wide is called a Pesach. More than 10 amas is possible. And you can't learn out from the Pesach Shara Chotzer, because the Pesach, we don't know if it was more than 10 amas wide or not. Yeah. Yeah. Zalti Gemara weiter. For Rabbi Yehuda, mipischoy shelulam gomar, it's according to Rav, that Rav learns the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin, that Rabbonin learn out from the Heichel, and Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Ulam, is that true that Rabbi Yehuda learns out? That what's called the Pesach, the dimensions of the Ulam, which was 40 yamas high, and 20 yamas wide, for Hotanan, it says in Al Mishnah Stam, the Yoroch of Mieser Amas, if the width of the entrance to the Movi, is wider than 10 amas, the Mishnah says, Yemayit. You have to make it less. If it's more than 10 amas, it's possible. For Loipol, like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah says it's Tam. Mashm, Rabbi Yehuda is maskim. Rabbi Yehuda is not mechulik. He doesn't have you. Now, according to Rav, if Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Ulam was 20 amas wide. So Rabbi Yehuda should hold his kosher. He's warning the Mishnah, does Rabbi Yehuda only dingzach, only argue about the height. That the Tanakam says it was more than 20 is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even more than 20 is kosher. But when the Tanakam says if it's wider than 10, that's Yemayit, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say anything. Why not? And the Gemara Enechnami, Omar Abai, I have to tell you, according to Rav, you'll have to say, Polig Vibraisa, Enechnami, Rabbi Yehuda taka dingzach in the Braisa. The Tanya will learn to the Braisa. Fi haroch of Meyudam is Yemayit. If the width of the entrance to the Movi is more than 10 amos, so it's not called the Pesach, according to the Rabbonin, is Yemayit. You have to make it less. You have to put sticks there to Yemayit, make the entrance less than 10 amos. We have Yehuda Oime, Ein et Sarach Lemayit. Chlor, Rabbi Yehuda Dingzach, and says, no, even though it's wider than 10 amos, still it's kosher. Fred Gemara Gudal, V'liflug B'mas Nisan, V'liflug B'mas Nisan, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue directly in our Mishnah? And Fred Gemara, pligi begoiva. We have Yud in the Mishnah when he says ain't it tzorich by the height, even though it's more than 20. Vuhu adin lerochbei. It's as if he argued upon the width of the entrance also. That even though the Tanakhama says if it's wider than 10 amos, it's yemayit. Yehuda hold also ain't tzorich lemayit. So this wouldn't be a kashan rav. That Rabbi Yehuda Taka learns out from the Pesach of the Ulam that even though it's 20 yamas wide, still will be kosher. For the Gemara, another kasha though. For Yakati Rabbi Yehuda, mi pischa shalulam gomar, is it true like Rav that Rabbi Yehuda learns out his shear of a Pesach from the Ulam? For Yotanya, we have another brayser that says, mov vishu gavoye mechafama yamayit. This is good like our Tanakama. Or movi, if the entrance, the walls go higher up than 20 yamas, you're not allowed to put a curl cross on top of the walls, but you might. You have to bring the curl a little bit down. It doesn't have to be on top of the wall. It has to be down, albeit it's not 20 amas off the ground. Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad mem venun amma. If you don't know, even though it's 40 or 50 amas high, still it's kosher. But this is going to be the kasher. If Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the ulam was only 40 amas high. So l'chur, if it's 50 amas, that's more than 40, it should be possible. And here the Braiser of Yehuda says, even though it's 50 yamas tall, still the curry is kosher. It's one kasher. Right, the Vitoni Bakapora, Bakapora learns also in the Braiser, Admeya, even till 100 yamas tall, still the curry is still kosher, still called a Pesach. Now, so the Morbish Leimel of Bakapora, if it'll only be kasher from Bakapora, wouldn't be so gefelich, so schwer. Why? I'll tell you, Bakapora means guzma. He's only exaggerating. That he says 100, it doesn't really mean 100. It just means that the Tanakhama says, if it's more than 20 yamas, it's possible. The Yehuda means no, even if it's more, it's 21, it's 23, 25, 30, 35, until 40. He says a lot until 100, that's only exaggeration. But really, he means only until 40 it's kosher. More than 40 may be possible, because you only learn out from the Ulam, and more than 40, it wasn't in the Ulam either. So, according to Bakapar, it wouldn't be so schwer. Elo la Rav Yehuda, but according to Rav Yehuda, my guzma, what kind of guzma is it here? Elo la Rav Yehuda, my guzma, what kind of guzma, what kind of exaggeration is this? He says exactly. It's good that he says 40 is still kosher, because that we learn out from the Pesach of the Ulam. Elo nun minole. But Rav Yehuda also says that even 50 yamas tall is also kosher. How does he know that? If you, Rav, are telling me that Rabbi Yehuda only learns out from the Ulam was only 40 yamas high. So if you have the Kura now, or the entrance to the Mavui is 50 yamas tall, it should be Yamayit. You shouldn't be allowed to put the Kura on top of it. And I'll come here in the Brice, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, even 50 yamas high. And for the Gemara, Omar Rav Chizda, Ho Mas Nisa Ati Sele Rav. Rav Chizda is saying, Enichnam, the Kura, this Brice is not like Rav. And Rav that said that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Ulam made a mistake. You know why he made a mistake? Because Rav learned this Braisa, and from this Braisa he made a mistake. We'll soon see what the Braisa says. But the Kitzur of Chizda saying Enech Nami, that the Pshat from Rabbi Yehuda will soon see is he does not learn it out from Ulam. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from someplace else, what's called the Pesach. It was only Rav so far that said that Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from the Ulam, that's called the Pesach only until 40. So according to Rav, we had a kasher. Rabbi Yehuda himself says 50 yamas tall is also kasher. Senech Nami, this is a kasher and Rav. So if Chizda is saying, again, Ho Matis Natis to Rav, Rav made a mistake from this Braisa. The Tanya the Braisa says, Movui Shu Gavoye Michofamom, if you have a Movui, this alleyway, that the entrance to the Movui, the wall, is more than 20 yamas tall, Yoisemi Pischo Shal Hechol, more higher than the opening to the Hechol, is Yemayit. This is the Rabbanan Shita, like in our Mishnah, that if the height is more than 20 yamas, it's possible to put a Kura there, but the Eitzer is Yemayit. Now with this price, it says 20 yamas, the Chur, where do we get the shear of 20 yamas? It says a Loshen, Michofam Yoisa Mipischo Shalhechu Yemayit. Now the Gemara of Chizda is saying now, who Sovar, his Rav thought, Rav holds, me the Rabbanan, Mipischo Shalhechu Gamri, since this price, it says that the Pshat from the Rabbanan is, that until 20 yamas is called the Pesach. Why? Because mashma, that was the height of the Hechel. And more than 20 yamas is Yemayit, because the Hechel wasn't so tall. So you see the Rabbanan learn out from the Hechel, is Rav thought that Rabbi Yehuda, Mipischa Shalulam Gomer. Oibizoi, why does Rabbi Yehuda din zechan the Rabbanon? Because they learn out from the Pesach Shel Ulam. So therefore, according to Rav, it should only be kosher for the Yamas high, and not more. But Zati Gemara of Elohi, Rav is wrong. That's not the pshat where Rabbi Yehuda knows his halacha. Nor Rabbi Yehuda mi pischa de malachim gomer. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda learns out tam from the Pesach, the opening to the king's houses. How tall was the entrance to a king's house? It could even be 50 yamas high, and still that's called the Pesach. So let's see Rashi. Rashi learns pischa de malachim. Stam pischa malachim gevoyim harbi. Stam the house, to the entrance of the kings. The Stam was very high up. So the Ritva learns about the Pshati, the Rapsuki Menach, the Marshal, the house, the entrance to Shlomo Melech's house, or to Dovid Melech's house, that the Psukim call it a Pesach. It's not Stam that it's time to learn out from kings. But the Psukim Menach call the Pesach to the king's house a Shem Pesach. And Avad, the Apostle there doesn't say exactly how tall it was, but that the Gemara is saying a Svar, that the Yehuda learns out that Mistomo, the entrance to the king's house are very tall, and still the pasuk calls it a Pesach. So Abizai, even though something is more than 20, more than 30, more than 40, even 50 Yamasai, that's still called a Pesach. That's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Not like Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Ulam, but in the Chanami. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from Stamas Svara, that a Pesach of the kings is, even though it's 50 Yamasai, still it's called a Pesach. For the Gemara of Rabbonon, the Brisa says that according to the Rabbanan, we learn out the shear of 20 yamas high, that's called the Pesach. We learn it out from the Pischa Shel Heichel. For the Gemara, if that's true, you should never be mutter to carry inside a movi, like for the fourth wall, like what's called the Pesach. I'll tell you, maybe only with a door mamish, with a delis, that gives it a shame Pesach. But without a delis, maybe it's not called a Pesach. Because the Heichel, even though it was 20 yamas high, but there was a door there. So maybe only because of its door does the Torah call it a Pesach. But without its door, without the delis, maybe it's not called a Pesach. So it was like every movi that the fourth wall, the entrance, does not have any door. So we want to come and be matter with a Kurim, with a Lechi. Who says 20 yamas high is still called a Pesach? And for the Gemara, here's what the Gemara. Aloma Tanan, why did we learn later in the Mishnah? Hechshe Movi, what do you have to do to be matter that you're allowed to carry inside the Movi on Shabbos? Beishamai Yomrim, Lechi Vekoira. Beishamai says you have to have both a Lechi, a beam going up on the side of the entrance, Vekoira, and you have to have a beam going across on top of the entrance. That's how Beishamai. Ubeisiloloimrim, no. Lechi Oikoira. All you need is either lechi, that's the way we hold aloha, to be matra mavui, either a lechi is maspik, is enough, or else a kaira beam going across on top of the entrance is enough. But the kasher is now, but if you learn out that a shem Pesach is what was, by the hechol there was a losses, there were doors there. So and maybe anything less without a door is not called a Pesach. And for the Gemara, the losses hechol litznias biyamahu davidin. Is that they had the doors by the Heichel, is not the pshat that was halach in the Pesach. Like what makes up the Pesach, the doors? No. Avad, even without the doors, it would also be called the Pesach. The doors were just down with tznias b'yama, to keep privacy there. But not out halach from a Pesach. Frati Gemara Vaita, Ele meyato loitahani le tzuras ha-Pesach. Frati Gemara, another kasha. And our Mishnah says that if the entrance was wider than 10 amos, is either Yemayit, or else the Mishnah says the Yetzir is put up a Tzuras HaPesach. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach at the entrance, a corner on one side, a corner on the other side, and a corner on top going across, then it's kosher. Is the kosher? No, that also should not help. Why? To a Heichel. In the Heichel, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Tzuras HaPesach Hevi Loi. There was a Tzuras HaPesach there. And Afilu Hochi Eser Amas Hu, the Revach, the Revicha. That still we're learning out from the Heichel how wide is a Pesach. A Pesach is only called a Pesach if it's only wide 10 Amos. But we're saying if it's wider than 10 Amos, it's not called a Pesach. Even though in the Heichel there was a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Chur we see even with a Tzuras HaPesach, if it's wider than 10 Amos, it's not called a Pesach. Why does our Mishnah say, im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, if there is a tzuras ha-pesach to the entrance of the mobuin, is af al pi shirochav meyesar amos, even though the entrance is wider than 10 amos, ein tzorach lamayit, still you do not have to make the entrance smaller. You do not have to put beams along the side to make the entrance less than 10 amos. The kasher is, why not? According to Akoponim Rav, that Rav says the Hezbir in the Rabbonim is that Rabbonim learn out the Shem Pesach from the Heichel, so the Heichel was only 10 amos wide, even though it had Tzuras HaPesach. So we should learn out, even with the Tzuras HaPesach, it's only kosher 10 amos and not wider. And for the Gemara, Einachanami. And for the Gemara, Midi Hu Taim El Rav. Who are we asking all these kashis according to Rav? Rav is the one that learns that the Rabbonin sheet the real, they learn it out from the Heichel. Abizoi ha masni le Rav Yehuda lechia bar Rav, kai me de Rav, echlam Rav Chia bar Rav taught his son in front of Rav, and they learn Psham the Mishnah later, ein et sorach lemayit. Like we have in our Mishnah. That's what? That if you have the entrance to the Movi, even though it's wider than 10 amos, it's 15, 20 amos wide. If you have it, Tzuras HaPesach, he tore it over in front of Rav, ain't it Tzorach Lamayit? Like we have in our Mishnah. V'yomalei, but Rav answered back and said, no, it's Nayu Tzorach Lamayit. Ain't it Lamayit? Rav Taka says, even though you have it, Tzuras HaPesach, still Tzorach Lamayit. If it's wider than 10 amos, it does not help the Tzuras HaPesach. So B'zoi, it's very good, Rav L'shitosoi. Rav that says the Rabbonim learn out the Shem Pesach from the Heichel, so the Heichel had it Tzuras HaPesach, and still it can't be wider than 10 amos. So you see, if you have it more than 10 amos wide, even though you have it Tzuras HaPesach, still it would be possible. So Melo, this is Rav L'shitosoi. Strashi let the Sanle Tzuras HaPesach, Lahashir Roich Boi B'yoysam Yasara, should not be mati as something that's wider than 10 amos, even with the Tzuras HaPesach. Fred the Gemara Elo Meyato, right? It's still a kasha according to Rav. Elo Meyato, Leitizhani Le Almaltero, that it should not be Matarin Almaltero by a Kerr. Alright, this is Dav Gimel. Alright, we'll leave this. We'll start this Mishnah again tomorrow night. Yeah, well, Dav Gimel. So again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh, that in the Mishnah it says if the Movui is Lamala Mechofamo, it's Psula. And Rav said the machloikis was Rabbi Yehuda and Tana Kama. Where do you learn out the din Pesach from? That the Rabbanan said the Shem Pesach is from the Ulam, is from the Heichel, and the Heichel was 20 yamas high. So anything 20 yamas high is still called a Pesach. Therefore, the Rabbanan said it could be matra movi with the lechio with the kira. And Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from the Ulam that even though it was 40 yamas high, it's still called a Pesach. That was the machloikis. That's the way Rav learned the machloikis. Now, Elo Meyato, if you're learning out the way Rav learns, you're learning it out from